money. Police a lock up and for them shoes. That simply mean the station full up of your clock boot and bally. From England, West Bank in New. Hello and welcome to Squashcast, your best source for squash training tips and news from around the PSA. This is your host, Foster Birch, coming to you live from New York City with episode 6 of the Squashcast. Today's episode, we'll be talking about one of my favorite training techniques, the guided interval training session. I've created a guided interval training session for you, and if you download it, you'll see that it's a very helpful training tool. Some tips. At first, you'll want to use an elliptical machine or a stationary bicycle with a heart rate monitor, because you'll need to judge the intensity level that you're achieving at each level of the interval. And the best way to do that is to have a heart rate monitor as part of your equipment. So, some other tips. At level 5, you're working very easily. At level 6, you're working a little harder. Level 7, you're working about as hard as everybody else in the gym. Level 8, you are working very hard. And level 9 and 10, you're really letting it all hang out. So try this guided interval training. It's a great way to build endurance, and you'll really find that it helps you on the court. So give this a go. Next week, we'll have what we hope to be a very exciting program. I'm going to the Village Open this week in New York City. It's a tournament being held for the first time this year. It was an $85,000 pot, and most of the top players in the world will be there. I have tickets for the quarterfinals, and I may be going other nights as well, so I'll be looking to interview one of the top players if I get lucky. Any event, have a great week, train hard, and if you want to email me for any reason, it's fosb@aol.com. If you have show ideas, suggestions, criticisms, or even if you're in New York City and looking for a match, feel free to look me up. Any event, have a great week, and keep your eye on the ball and heart in the game.